Let's talk about our democracy for a minute. But let's do it in a way that makes the snowflakes' heads explode. Let me be clear before this podcast begins. We are loud,
loud,
proud,
proud,
and do not give a fuck. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast. Real and raw political and social commentary. The freedom to oppress the rights of other people is not liberty, you shit-eating moron. Ah, the smell of freedom of speech. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast, and this is Tony Michaels. Hey, Tony, fuck 'em.
Big announcement here at the Tony Michaels Podcast. We will not be on the air much longer. Apparently, Blend 2000 or 5000, I forget which one it is. His community has pulled their money to get me to shut up. They don't want me to make fun of Glenn anymore. So I will be leaving the air for at least a month. I'm just fucking with you. April Fool's, bitch. April Fool's, bitch. Yeah, it's a horrible April Fool's joke. It is what it is. No, I have a Patreon level that if someone wanted to pay, I think it's $50,000 what we have over there. You can pay $50,000 to shut me up. I don't know if anyone would be willing to pay that. Maybe we should up that amount. I think I'm probably worth more than $50,000 a month. Maybe. To some folks, I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Oh, Theron brought up a good point in the producer's corner over on Discord this morning. April Fool's is the only day that you vet every single piece of information that comes your way. All the other 364 were like, no one's certainly going to try to trick me on the internet. Only on this one day in April will they try to trick me. $1 billion. Is that what you think? I should be worth? My silence should be worth $1 billion. Well, I won't stay silent, especially not tomorrow. I have a special announcement for you. This is real. I know it's April Fool's, but this is fucking real. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Lev Parnes on the show. That's right. The Lev Parnes on the show tomorrow. We will have him with us to discuss Donald Trump's treason is likely what we'll discuss. And how he tried to interfere in the election in 2020. Now, he really is trying to get this judge in New York where he's threatening the judge and their daughter online. Trump actually has a gag order. But a lot of commentators, smart commentators out there that know what they're talking about but lie to you, will say shit like, hey, he should be locked up. He's going to get locked in jail because of his gag order. I've been telling you guys this for a long time. You should stop listening to these people. It's sensationalism. They're trying to catch your attention for dollars. That's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to sell a message that wouldn't otherwise be said if someone wasn't paid to say that shit. Because everyone knows that there is a two-tier justice system in this country, including people who wear their glasses at the end of their nose and look over them at you. Listen, friends, listen, there is a two-tier justice system in this country, and Trump definitely and will benefit from it. And if you're not aware of that, you're a fucking bonehead. Listen, he's not going to go. They're not going to put him in jail. Okay, they're not gonna put a pair of cuffs on him yet. It's just not gonna happen, man. I wish it could, but it's not gonna happen. And I know, Tony, gag order, but the judge and his daughter is not included in that gag order, so he didn't technically break the gag order. That's why he went after him and his daughter. You know that, right? Did you know that? That's why he did that. It's because he's not breaking the gag order. And he's still, you know, stoking violence against people. Now, should the judge include his daughter in the gag order? I'm guessing he probably should. And I know there's a whole story behind it. Like, oh, there was a social media account that wasn't hers and he retweeted it and all this bullshit. But at the end of the day, if we get all caught up in this shiny little object that Trump might go to jail because he's breaking a gag order, you're going to miss the plot line. You're going to miss it. I gave you the plot line on Friday. Friday's show was just probably one lesson in the masterclass of how to absolutely show the country that the disease of white Christian nationalism is spreading and that fascism has rooted itself inside the Republican Party. And they have MAGA, the America First Nazis have taken over the Republican Party, the entirety of it, not just the finances of it, but the entire infrastructure of it. And they're going to use that infrastructure to try to steal this election 100%. And I'm going to say it out loud. Yeah, that's right. The Republicans in this country are definitely going to try to steal this election. So we got to stay vigilant. We can't stay so fucking focused on when is Trump going to go to jail. That's the dumbest shit ever. He will go to jail eventually. Okay. And if he doesn't, whatever. We still have a democracy to save here, right? We cannot let every single bit of our energy be about him. Now, having said that, we have to use our vitriol in a way that turns out the vote. And there's no better way to turn out the vote than make Donald Trump the savior and the king of the MAGA white Christian nationalists, because people hate his fucking guts. I mean, this country hates that motherfucker. Hates that motherfucker. Why do you think they love him so much? The maggots, the Cheeto humping fuck nuggets love Donald Trump, their cult leader, their Republican Jesus, their orange mango Mussolini. They love him because the country hates him, and they hate what the country loves. They hate it. They hate everything about our country. These fucking Cheeto humping fuck nuggets. They hate it all. I mean, all of a sudden with these Magalodites, fucking Jesus is sexy. And our communities, our schools, our way of life is no, our freedom of our way of life is no longer sexy to these people, right? I mean, when in our fucking country was naked people, porn, not popular amongst the masses, right? It's been a long goddamn time since we had the majority pearl clutching over porn. It's been a long time. We did this shit in the 80s and 90s, and people are like, I mean, I don't know. I don't like porn's destroying anything. I kind of like the porn. You know what I mean? And the music, like the music lyrics and the hard rock music and the hip hop music, kind of like that. On the video games, a lot of people like those too. I don't think that's ruining us by any stretch of the imagination. I think most people know that it's fake, besides the dummies. But we literally have reached the intersection of WrestleMania in real life. And I have to say, I've been using that phrase for 3 years now. I coined that phrase over 3 years ago. The intersection of WrestleMania and real life. And I forget where it was over the weekend, but I ended up watching a video and they were talking about how it was professional wrestling. And I'm telling you, man, these fucking left-wing commentators out there, they really are wild. It's wild stuff. And I got a video to show you of Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn. You know, speaking of Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn, I took a huge nasty shit this morning and it smelled like a traitor. So I named it Mike Flynn before I flushed it. I named it General Mike Flynn. That's how much of a traitor that shit smelled like. Anywho, Mike Flynn over there's a video of him over the weekend, and Phony Tony put together a clip of what I was saying about white Christian nationalists. And folks, we are this close. We are this fucking close to them embracing the phrase white Christian nationalists. We have almost made this possible. Okay. Now, here's the thing is that when we're talking about our messaging here and our community, because this community is growing stronger and stronger and stronger by every single minute. And the reason why this community is growing strong is because we're not putting boundaries on this community. We're not like, well, you can do that, you can't do this, and you can't be that creative. You know, like, no, that's not what we're doing. We're gonna utilize the community to build a coalition that is willing to even look at the leftist and say, get the fuck out of the way. We're saving democracy. The fuck out of the way. Go fucking sit down somewhere and wait for us to save this thing. Okay. And white Christian nationalist is a phrase that will win us this election. And the reason why is because it gives us the two top line strategic outrage points that we need. One is row rage, right? There is nothing more that the white Christian nationalists want is to control lock, stock, barrel women's uteruses and their bodies. And really them as people, because they don't see women as people. They see them as property. White Christian nationalists. And white Christian nationalists also gives us that top line strategic outrage point, which is Trump, Trumpism, and MAGA. Okay. Now, those two top line things is what's going to drive turnout in this election, which if we get enough candidates on ballots in some of these uncontested areas, or previously uncontested areas, I should say, then what we can do is win down ballot like a motherfucker. But we have to be very, 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 very strategic about this messaging and the white Christian nationalism. And it must be called that. We must continue. So if you see someone out there posting about white Christian nationalism and they're calling it white nationalism or Christian nationalism or nationalism, make sure to make a comment. White Christian nationalism, white Christian nationalism, white Christian nationalism, white Christian nationalism. And I know it feels like that we have to continue to pound this drum, but we will have to. But they are paying attention because our rhetoric, and yes, I am calling it that. I am calling it vitriol. I am calling it rhetoric. This is how it works in elections. If we're not honest with each other about what we're doing and propagating these ideas, yes, I said propagate. Propaganda, Tony. Tony's a propagandist. You goddamn right. I'm a pro-democracy propagandist. You fucking ain't right, I am. I'm a globo-homo, baby. Let's do it. Whatever they want to call it, whatever we want to do, let's just do it and let's save democracy. Let's fucking stop with all the bullshit, dancing around, act like we're not doing what we're doing. All right. It is time to put an end to this nonsense that we have to walk around acting like half of our country believes in fascism. They don't. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. And there's no better messaging than putting white Christian nationalists in the hot seat and showing the country what these people want to do with women's rights, LGBTQ people's rights, and what they want to do with our government by turning it into a fascist nation. By telling you what you can and can't do, taking away your fucking parental consent, taking away your schools, taking away your churches. That is their fucking goal. That is what they'll do. And they will kill you. I am so sick of the media not getting to that point. This morning, again, you know, on Mondays, I kind of listen into Morning Joe, and I forget who they had on, and they were talking about if Project 2025 gets instituted with the Trump administration. Of course, you know, the media's playing the both sides type thing, right? And they acted like, oh, well, they'll come after dissidents and they'll, you know, jail them. No, they're going to fucking kill you. It says, I mean, they're saying right now that they want to jail you, but they're going to go further than that. I mean, just look at QAnon as their roadmap. Just look at QAnon as their roadmap of where their rhetoric's going to go. They're going to talk about hanging people in the town square. That's what they're talking about. That's what they want. That's their plan for Project 2025. Any dissident that gets in the way, right now they're saying they will be jailed. But what we need to do is get them to admit exactly what these Nazis want to do. They want to genocide people. It is enough of dancing around this and talking about it as if this shit does not exist in their wet dreams. They're saying the Nazi part out loud. That's the other thing we need to change, is they're not saying the quiet part out loud. They've been saying the quiet part out loud for fucking years now. They are saying the fucking Nazi part out loud. And they are not hiding it. And they're yelling and screaming from the rooftops because they're trying to attract the most radical of the radical to their movement, is what they're trying to do. Because they know they don't have the numbers. They know they do not have the numbers to win. But they may just have the numbers to instill fear into the majority, to keep them to self-suppress. And we must not look away. This idea that we can't hear about a certain thing or talk about a certain thing. Listen, this country needs to be completely fucking sick and tired of hearing Trump talk, seeing pictures of him, hearing about the fucking nonsense that he spews. This country needs to fucking hear about this sick son of a bitch every fucking minute of every day. They need to get sick and tired of that son of a bitch. And it is our goal, it is our measure to show this country that white Christian nationalism and Trumpism are the same thing. And that white Christian nationalism will fucking come for you and your family and your lifestyle. They're coming for it. And they're going to use any means necessary that they can. Even if they can't use laws, even if they can't use their state governments, even if they can't use their Supreme Court to strip away rights of women, rights of the LGBTQ, parents' rights, they will use violence. They've said they will. I don't think they understand what that means, but they will. They've proven they will. They've done it before in the past. And all in an effort to try to stoke stochastic terrorism by calling out a judge and his daughter, which is totally fucking out of bounds, right? Like, totally fucking out of bounds. Like, it's fucking despicable that a son of a bitch would do that, right? I mean, the most despicable fucking thing you can do, but it's not going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to get much worse than this. And you need to stop listening to the pearl clutchers. You really do. Because the more you listen to the pearl clutchers, the more discouraged you're going to get. And we're not going to clutch fucking pearls here. Oh, no, 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 no. We're going to go on offense. We're going to put them on fucking defense, is what we're going to do. And it's okay if you don't like it. It's all right. It's all right if you don't like it. I'm fine with that. It doesn't make me any difference. We're not here to fucking please the left. We're not here to, you know, pat the heads of snowflakes who want to clutch their pearls about what is said and what isn't said and what's offensive and what's not offensive. I don't give a fuck. And neither should you. But if you're watching any media or you're watching a video on your YouTube and these people are clutching pearls, turn that fucking shit off. Turn that fucking shit off. It's time that the left grows some fucking truck nuts. Okay. We were talking about this morning in the producer's corner that, and we have to make this image because no one on our side is in a cult. So we wouldn't actually do this type of shit, but you guys seen the outrage talking about pearl clutchers. Oh, the outrage online. Of some fucking Trumper put a big sticker on the back of his truck tailgate of Biden being gagged and bound, right? And then there's a ton of Trump flags on this truck, and there's a small set of fucking MAGA nuts under the truck. And of course, Trump retweeted this thing or reposted it on Fraud Social, whatever the fuck he does over there. Of course, everyone's fucking clutching their pearls and all. They're so mad and they're so pissed. And this is outrageous. And I mean, what the? It's fucking Trump, man. What the fuck are you talking about? How are you people so goddamn surprised? How are you so fucking offended that he would do something? I understand that you want to stand around and be offended, right? I get it. I understand you want to stand around and be offended, but it's not time to stand around and just be offended. It's time to fight back. So I know Terriquin is he's a fan of the show, but not only is Terriquin a fan of the show, but he's a great artist, and we've featured his art here on the show. And I believe he's been listening a little bit on Twitter. I don't know if I got his ear this morning. But if he is listening, here's what we're kind of thinking. Here's how we fight back. Do I mean Rat? No, I mean Terriquin. We got Rat in the laboratory. But I'm wanting a specific image, specific imagery. I'm thinking what we should do is we should have a pickup truck. Okay, hear me out. A pickup truck. And on the tailgate, it should have Trump behind bars, right? Because that's where he should be, behind bars, right? And then what it should have is a bunch of Biden-Harris flags, Biden-Harris 2024, libtards forever, you know, that sort of shit on the truck. And then have a set of Hunter nuts underneath the truck on the hitch. And they got to be Hunter nuts because the truck is Hunter's hog, because the, you know, Hunter's dick is as big as the truck. So you got to have a set of Hunter's nuts under the truck. So just some ideas, some creative ideas of how to combat this thing, right? Here's what the left normally does. They're like, oh my God, it's so offensive. Oh, someone made a sticker and put it on their truck, took a picture of it, and then Trump put it on social media. What the fuck is this, 2014? The fuck are you talking about, man? When the fuck did you stop paying attention? That this is how it's going to work. This is the new reality. This is the new timeline that you live in. How did you miss that point? Oh, it's so I mean, yeah, it might be offensive, and no one's ever done that shit before because no one's ever run for president and been such a stupid bastard before, okay? No one in the history of our country has ran as much has been such a stupid bastard like this fucking idiot. And no political party would ever let this stupid of a bastard be part and be their nominee. Okay. So yeah, we're in a weird timeline. It's ridiculous. But we got to fight it the way that we're supposed to fight it. And the way that you're supposed to fight it is combat with fuckery and mockery. That is how you're supposed to fight this shit, right? And I understand that you think that that's not the case, but just take the Dark Brandon memes, for example. And I know a lot of people out there think that the left created Dark Brandon, but they did not. The right wing created Dark Brandon. The dark parts of the right-wing web created Dark Brandon because they wanted him to seem demonic and evil and powerful and strong. And we were like, all right, that sounds cool. We'll just take that, bitch. We'll take that right away from you. You snatch it away from them. If you snatch it away from them, then they get fucked. They're fucked. Then they're standing around making Dark Brandon memes for us to use on them. That's the whole point. And that's the reason why I speak out the way I speak out. And I allow the community to take off with something. Because you can't stifle art and you can't stifle creativity. And the reason why is because art will save us. Creativity is going to save us here because the fash can't original. You know, we say that all the time in our community. The fash is not creative. Nazis do not create things. They fucking copy and steal. There's nothing wrong with copying and stealing as long as it's good. If it's shit, it's shit. Look, our ability to communicate through art and our ability to create, our ability to communicate through creativity is going to be the key here. And it's going to be the key to capture America's attention. And what better way to capture America's attention than to rebut this fucking image that Trump put on his Truth Social than an image that everyone can put on theirs of Trump? But now we don't actually have cultists in real life that would buy Trump or a Biden flags. See, I don't even know if you can buy a Biden flag. So I said Trump flag. Like, I don't even know anyone who owns a Biden flag. Is there anybody who owns a Biden flag? I don't own one. I've never even been like, oh man, you know what I need? I need a Biden flag. I'm like, dude, I got holes in my underwear. I need some underwear. Fuck the Biden flag. These people definitely buy Trump flags before they replace their fucking shit stained holy underwear. Yes, we are not a cult. We're not in a cult, so we don't have a Biden. We don't have flags and hats and shirts that say it. I'm in a cult. Maybe we should. Maybe we should have I'm in a cult shirts, just to fuck with them. But this is the point. This is exactly what we should be doing, is fucking with these people. And we should fuck with them the way that they should be fucked with. Okay? They are such a small minority in this country. They really, truly are. Tariquin says, I'll see what I can do. Wink! Oh, baby. See how it works? You just put one idea out there into the universe and look what the universe does. And that's the greatest part. And that's why I keep telling you, I know it doesn't feel this way, but you guys are powerful. You guys are powerful. And we're gaining steam every single fucking day. Yes, we're kind of using this show and we're using the Discord and we're using certain social media accounts to try to amplify this message and get this message out and get people to hear this messaging. But it's working. It's working. And the one reason why I think it's working is because they're not going to want to give you guys credit. Okay. They're not going to want to give you guys credit when this happens. But MSNBC is starting to say the words white Christian nationalist. They're starting to say those words on air. They're starting to say those words on air. And it's because we're saying them. And we're creating the space for them to say those words. Because before I started saying those words together, white Christian nationalist, it was against the rules to say those words. It was against the rules. You could not say those words. You could say white nationalist. You could say nationalist. You could say Christian nationalist. But Tony, you can't say white Christian nationalist. You can't say it. Fuck, I can't. Fuck, I won't. I will. And I'm going to. And I'm telling you, this Project 2025 and all these fucking chuckleheads pushing for Project 2025, they're branding themselves now as Christian nationalists. They're embracing the phrase, it won't be much longer. It won't be much longer. Just a little more cascading, I promise. A little more cascading of this message. And they will certainly, certainly embrace the phrase, white Christian nationalists. They will. I guarantee goddamn it. Don't doubt me. You shouldn't do that. And you shouldn't touch that dial, because we'll be right back right after this. Goddamn, I'm hungry.
We'll be right back. Mark, 60 seconds. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Are you ready for best pizza of life? Bring friends down to Pepperoni Hug Spot. Our chefs make pizza with heart and special touch. Cheese, pepperoni, vegetable, and more secret things. Need delivery? Pizzas come fast. Knock, knock, who's there? Pizza magic. Eat Pepperoni Hug Spot pizza. Your tummy say thank you. Your mouth say, mmm. Pepperoni Hug Spot. It's like family, but with more cheese.
catch Tony's Twitch stream, The Shit List Roundup, at twitch.tv/TheTonyMichaels. We're back to the King of Brilliance. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Welcome back to the show, boy, oh boy. Holy smokes. Let's see, what do we got on the schedule for the grift schedule today? Are we going to grift today? Hell, let's do some grifting. Why not? This is, we're shitty. I'm shitty at grifting. I'm horrible at it, but let's try it anyways. All right, you go to thetonymichaels.com. Hit the subscribe button at the top of the page because you can't subscribe to YouTube right now. I know you can. You can. I'm just not on there. You can. Actually, more people are subscribing to YouTube. It's fucking weird. Like, we haven't posted any videos on there. Oh, they're already creating images over in the Discord of this pickup truck. No, it needs to have Biden flags on it and a big set of Hunter nuts. I want the Hunter nuts on it. Huge, like dragging the ground Hunter nuts. I mean, just imagine how huge Hunter's hog is. Think about how big his fucking scrotum will be, right? It should look like, you know, the truck is dragging two really big sandbags. I don't know. This is kind of my thought. Oh boy. All right. I don't know what to tell you. This is imagery. This is creativity. Oh yes, back to the grifting. By the way, more people are watching the YouTube channel. We still have like 1.5 million views, and we've been off YouTube for like a week now or some shit. Oh, we got like a week left. But you can actually go to thetonymichaels.com. You can check out all the links here. Make sure to visit the Commie Falls gift shop. You know, we broadcast live. Did you know this? We broadcast live every single weekday, Monday through Friday, for 2 full hours here at the Commie Falls Antifa corporate headquarters. That's right. It's right here in Commie Falls, Missouri. That's where it's at. That's where it's located. And we actually have a gift shop here now. So you can go visit the gift shop. You just click store on thetonymichaels.com and look at all the great stuff. You can get you a cat Tifa trinket. You can get you a dog Tifa trinket in case your dogs and cats are definitely Antifa. You can get you a fuck 'em keychain, and you can get all sorts of other items there at the Commie Falls gift shop. So go check out the Commie Falls gift shop there on thetonymichaels.com. Just click store. So there's you a grift. But more than anything, you're going to want to get in on the Discord and the book club. More and more people are joining the Discord server, and more people are participating in the book club. And I want to thank everyone who came to the book club on Friday. I was there. Dr. Rachel Bitticoffer was there. I'm still a little stoned, I got to admit. It was my birthday weekend and Easter weekend, and I got stoned a lot this weekend. My wife got me some gummies for my birthday. And so I stayed pretty lit all weekend. That's why I was a little absent this weekend on social media. Now, I was tweeting a little bit when I was stoned. and my wife was like, "Do you think your audience knows which ones you're tweeting when you're stoned and which ones you're not?" I'm like, "Probably not. Probably not. My tweets suck. So I don't I think it could distinguish the difference of how sober I am when I'm actually sending that shit. But yes, I stayed stoned most of the weekend. It was very fun. I had a great weekend. I'm happy when I'm stoned. It's like happy juice, gummies. We should actually try to get a real weed gummy or some sort of weed gummy sponsor. We should do that. Like a real one. Not like Super Grift Gummies. Not grift, not like that one where they're like, "Oh, they'll make you feel healthy and 20 years younger." I want mine to be like, "They'll get you stoned. They'll get you fucking stoned." That's what I want. So back to the book club. I can't remember if I was stoned during the book club or not. I know I got stoned on Friday night, but I don't know if I got stoned. I think it was after the book club I got stoned, maybe. Maybe I took it when the book club started, and by the end, it had kicked in. I don't exactly remember, but I know I was pretty stoned. So after the book club, yeah, because they did the Dive Bar of Democracy, a show that they do on Discord. They were trying to invite me in. I'm like, "Look, my gummies kicked in, and I'm enjoying it." So I was coherent during the book club Farmley says, well, I mean, just because I seem coherent doesn't necessarily mean I'm not, you know, under the influence of something. It's not always. I mean, I usually show up here on Thursdays hungover, and this morning I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, you know, it's a good time to be alive, and it's a good time to join the book club because we have great fun on Friday. We did. We had a lot of fun. Dr. Rachel Bitticoff, or my friend Rachel, she came in and she helped answer some very important questions. Of course, Pernella's probably here today. I see Pernella's here. Pernella says, you seem really smart at book club. So yes, and Pernella was there. She asked Rachel a very good question about the DNC and who should be in charge of the DNC. And Rachel actually answered it very well. And really kind of, you know, seemingly changed Pernella's thinking about this. Yes, Pernella says Dr. Rachel blew the doors off of the book club. And she always does. She's never shy about, you know, talking about these issues and really going at it the way you need to. Rachel's not going to clutch her pearls a lot, and she's not going to try to, you know, convince you of something because she's offended about something. Like, we ain't got enough time to stand around and be fucking offended. Oh, Skip says weed became legal in Germany today. Congratulations to the country of Germany then. congratulations to the country of Germany. I also want to put an end to the myth and the lies out there, because Ratchet is spreading misinformation. Ratchet, you some bitch. He says, Tony, we know you have holes in your underwear. This is categorically untrue, Ratchet. This is misinformation. This is false. I would like for you to retract your statement. The reason why is because I recently bought new underwear and threw the ones away that had holes in them. So the correct information would be I had holes in my underwear. I had them. I had them. I do not have them anymore. So I got new underwear. I got new ones. They're kind of nice. They're kind of comfy. I'm not going to lie. I don't have pants on today. So, and I'm not, that's not an April Fool's joke. That's a real thing. Sometimes I do not wear pants, just underwear when I'm sitting here in the chair. I mean, you can only see me from the tits down, or tits up. Excuse me. You cannot see me from the tits down. You know what I mean? So, oh boy. The hard-hitting political commentary that we go over here on the Tony Michaels podcast. What do you want from me? It's the day after Easter. It's April Fool's Day. A lot of people still have off work today, or their kids are off school for Easter, the holiday, spring break. He's wearing a skirt. No, I mean, I'd wear a skirt. What the fuck's wrong with wearing a skirt? You wear skirts all around the world in different cultures. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Really isn't. But. Oh, so holy undies are good now. I see how you people are. They are now unholy. They were holy. They're now unholy. It happens. What are you going to do? Pants? What are pants, right? I don't know what pants are. I have no idea. A kilt? Kim? I definitely would wear a kilt. That's a skirt. I mean, you know, a lot of people are like, no, it's not a skirt. It's kilt. Did you buy a thong or two? No, I don't have any thongs. I don't have banana hammocks, as they might be called in some circles. I do not own one. Maybe I should. Would you guys like go over to Instagram and follow and interact more if I post thirst traps of me in thongs and underwear over there? Like OnlyFans type pictures? I don't know. I'm just asking. Look, I'm trying to get people engaged in their democracy, okay? Whatever it takes. But I do, yes, Shuby is pointing out a good point here on Discord. I do have a phrase about thongs, though. Fuck, I'm still stoned. It goes like this. That went over like a wet fart in a white thong. So, I mean, I do have shirts that say thong on them if you like to go to the merch store and buy one. I'm curious, they exist. Here, let me show you how you get there. Okay, so you go to You go to the TonyMichaels.com, you go to the merch stores, you click on the My Dog Hates Ted Cruz merch store, okay? It'll take you to this little site here. And then you got panned down a bit because this design has been on there for quite some time. Look at all this great stuff here. Look at all this great stuff. Load more. Give me your full load, baby. Here's the one. Here it is. Here it is. It's going over like a wet fart in a white thong. See, that ain't even political, really. I mean, it could be, right? But there's your and it's brown intentionally. I made it brown. So, you know, so if you want the it goes over going over like a wet fart. That's the thong I got to give you. That's the thong I own is that design. So there you go. Okay, let's get to some news for crying out loud. What are you people doing? Trying to distract me with thongs and pants jokes. Let's see. What's the news here? What shall we look at here? I've got a few clips I want to show you. Here is the, but first I want to show you a picture of how the Trump stock is doing. DJT, everything Trump touches turns to liquid shit. Look at this thing. This thing has lost 14% in the last day. Just fucking, just tanking, man. Oh, my God. Hitting rock bottom like the fucking Cheeto Dust QAnoner himself. The fentanyl furor is falling fast, and so is his stock, his actual stock. Whoosh. I mean, so many people are like, oh, my God, this is definitely the one I'm going to short. I don't know if you know how, like, stock strategies work, but a lot of times you're betting against something. And the entire world bet against Donald Trump's stock because it was easy to bet against. So there's that. Oh, let's see here. Speaking of that incestuous little fucking ghoul. Here's the ghoul himself talking about poisoning the blood of our country.
Our country. They're poisoning our country. You understand that better than anybody there. They're literally poisoning our country. What sir, they're doing sir. Our country. They're poisoning our country.
They're poisoning our country. They're poisoning our country. This is all the white Christian nationalist talk, right? And that's his way of regurgitating this narrative from the white Christian nationalists that brown people bad. The others. The other people's is bad, but the best part is that these white Christian nationalists, they actually think that Trump speaks different languages. I'm not kidding you. I'm not fucking shitting you. I wouldn't shit you. You're my favorite turd, okay? I'm telling you, they believe that Trump speaks and understands different languages because two of his wives were from Europe. I'm not kidding you. It's wild stuff, man. Wild stuff. No, they actually believe this shit here. Oh, you want evidence. You're like, Tony, we need evidence. All right, here it is. Here's a bunch of MAGA cultists talking about Donald Trump, how he understands different languages.
I think it's interesting because when he's in meetings with foreign dignitaries, he has translators. But if you pay attention to him, he often knows what the dignitary said. He indicates by his body language that he understands what they're saying before the translator puts it into English.
These people are so stupid. They're so dumb. They're so easily tricked. It's no wonder they're buying Bibles from Trump. What the fuck? So here's what this lady's saying, right? She notices when Trump is in a meeting with the foreign dignitary, right? And when the dignitary is speaking to him, because they have two translators. When Trump speaks, that guy has to translate dumb fuck into whatever language that the foreign dignitary speaks, right? Because Trump doesn't speak English. He speaks dumb fuck, right? So he talks in dumb fuck, and then the dumb fuck translator has to translate it. Let's say it's Kim Jong-un. So he has to translate it into Korean. Right. Okay. So he does that. And then they speak back. And what this woman is saying is when Trump hears Kim Jong-un say something that he completely understands it by the body language. Right. Well, he does speak Vietnamese too. He's fluent in dumbfuck and Vietnamese. So I guess he does speak more than just Lund language. Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit here. You're right, Vixen. I am not giving Donald Trump enough credit here. He definitely speaks Vietnamese and he speaks fluent dumbfuck. Anywho, this woman believes that because Donald Trump lies to the person standing in front of him, because that's what Donald Trump is doing. Now, this is a sales tactic. Okay. I don't know if people out there have done a lot of studying or diving into like self-help books or how to sell books, you know, like salesmanship type books, right? But this is a sales tactic and it's called mirroring is what you do. Mirroring is a sales tactic where you mirror someone that you're trying to sell to. Right. This Trump is doing this all the time. He does this all the time. He's trying to mirror someone. He's trying to become them in that moment so they'll believe the bullshit that he's about to lie to them about. OK. So what you do in mirroring a lot of times, like in a sales situation, like let's say you go buy a car and let's say your voice is really quiet and you have a certain cadence or certain tempo. Right. The salesperson, if they are really good at what they do, and that's what they're doing is selling you, they will match you. They will mirror you. They will mirror your volume. They will mirror your tempo. They will mirror your body language. They will try to mirror your fucking accent, even. It's a fucking tactic. It's how it works. And really, as far as accent goes, it's more about the tempo and the cadence than anything, right? But they'll mirror you. And that's what this fucking stupid ass is talking about. This stupid fucking bonehead is saying here that because Donald Trump is mirroring someone that's sitting across from him and he's understanding them, it's just him making it up because he's trying to bullshit this person into believing that he understands them when he has no fucking clue. He probably doesn't even understand the translation back into dumb fuck. If you know what I mean. But listen to these fucking cultists.
I don't know if you guys have noticed that. So, and he married two different women from Eastern Europe.
Oh,
he has children who are multilingual. Two of his mother-in-laws were Eastern European. So he's incredibly widely traveled. He owns properties around the world. And my point here is that, for example, some people would refer to Melania as a trophy wife. And
Wait, she's a trophy? Oh, fuck. If that's a trophy, goddamn. I mean, this guy is under contract. He has to pay her to appear places. This is at a time where he's flat fucking broke. He can't afford to pay Eugene Carroll. He can't afford to pay the New York State Attorney General. He's on the hook for so many fucking bills all around the country because he doesn't pay his fucking bills. God knows how many fucking attorneys he owns millions of dollars to. This guy's in the debt up to his fucking eyeballs, and he's got to pay his wife to appear at Easter at an Easter event. and she's not a trophy. Okay, go ahead.
If you've paid attention to Melania, especially when you saw her tribute to her mother, Melania is a force to be reckoned with. She didn't need a billionaire husband. She comes from a very cultured family. Her mother spent time often in Paris at Fashion Week and things like that. So
these people just make up the wildest shit. Just make up the wildest fucking shit so they can sycophant to this fool. Like, just make it all up. They just make it all up. She's not cultured at all. She's not. She wasn't even that good of a model. That's why she married Trump, because she wasn't that good of a model. She wasn't. They were going to kick her out of the country. That's how bad she was. That's why she married Trump. And they invent this stuff. They invent this stuff about these people.
Barron speaks three languages that we know of. Melania speaks five languages. And my point here in telling you this,
what is the fucking point? Get to the
point. Trump is anything but an out of touch, faded, worn out boomer, like Archie Bunker. Okay. He couldn't be like he's the opposite of that. He really,
okay. Like they're really telling on themselves, aren't they? Like, no, really, really honestly, it's not what it appears to be. That's why I don't go on this show and give you a bunch of bullshit about how Joe Biden's not that old. Like, what the fuck? No, Joe Biden's old, dude. He's fucking old. By almost anyone's standard, Joe Biden is old. And to sit here and try to bullshit you and gaslight you that Joe Biden isn't old is fucking stupid. Yes, he's old. For 81, the guy gets around goddamn good. He rides a fucking bike. I can't ride a fucking bike that well. And I just turned 39. Okay, I'm only halfway to where Joe Biden's at, and I can't ride a bike as good as him. But the motherfucker's old. And to say anything else other than that, but what has that got to do with anything? You see? It ain't got nothing to do with anything, but they're on defense. You see how they're on defense? That we've created an atmosphere where they have to be on the defense about his fucking mental capacity. They have to be on the defense about his fucking cognitive impairment. They have to be on the defense about his fucking Nazi part out loud. They have to be on the defense about his fucking old fat ass. Okay? And that's the important part. We have to put them on the defense. Because when they're all only talking about how Donald Trump isn't actually broke, and that's what they have to constantly defend. No, he's not really broke. He's not really. I mean, it looks like it. I mean, by all accounts, he is. But he's not really broke. Is he? Is he really broke? Is he actually bankrupt this time? Like, when they're saying that shit, and they're trying to make defenses up about this, about how Donald Trump's great because his wife knows foreign language, or his son knows foreign language, and it makes him worldly. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. And that's where the position we need them in. Okay. So I love this fucking video, to be quite honest with you. I love this video, these two fucking morons sitting here trying to defend Trump. That he's not cognitively impaired and that he understands other languages than victimese and dumb fuck. And by the way, the one reason why it feels like I get things right so often, you know, I stay ahead of the curve. In other words, the one reason why is because I am a dumb fuck translator. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm certified in translating dumb fuck. As a matter of fact, I got my federal, state, and local license. I'm bonded and insured as a dumb fuck translator. So, I don't know if you guys know that, but I am. I am. I want to show you some great Easter memes. This is one of my favorite. One of our community members made this. I got stoned. I think it was last night or night before. I laughed for 45 minutes about this. And the reason why is because this one so fucking speaks to everything that's happened in the last 8 years. It just really has. Like, it just, everything all rolled up in the one image and three words. And it just kind of just gets in the fancy part of pop culture here. Our political culture, I should say. Yes, I'm going to show it to you. Here it is. The Bible King. Oh, my God. The Bible King. It is fucking Joe Exotic and Donald Trump's face. Put together, and then the words "The Bible King" right on the forehead. I gotta tell you, this is, in a long time, this is one of the best memes that I've seen. It really is, and it's beautiful. And I did. I got stoned, and I laughed about this meme for probably 45 minutes the other day because I just couldn't stop thinking of the stupidity layers that come with this stupid timeline, and this meme really does define the timeline that we have created for ourselves in one quick image. The Bible King. There he is. Don Exotic. Oh my God. All right. Some other stuff that was really pissing people off over the weekend was trans Jesus memes. That's right. There was a ton of trans Jesus memes going around the internet. And the reason why is because not only was it a mega Bible Jesus day, but it was also trans visibility day, which comes on March 31st. Now, people really fucking lost their minds because Joe Budden, he's canceling Easter and he's going to make you trans. He's getting rid of the Easter Bunny and he's going to make you chop off your dick. That's what he's going to make you do. He's going to happen. He's getting rid of the Easter eggs and the Easter Bunny, only serving sausages. That's all he's serving, and it's going to be your sausage because he's going to make you cut it off and grill it. I mean, that's literally kind of the rhetoric that was coming from this idea. I don't know if these boneheads know this. I know this very well because my birthday is on March 30th, okay? So a lot of times my birthday ends up on fucking Easter weekend, like it did this weekend, right? And when I was a kid, it seemed like this the way it was. Is if my birthday ended up on Easter Sunday, then that was Easter Sunday. Now they don't know the Easter moves. It's based on the fucking full moon or some shit. I'm not exactly how they figure it. I don't know. Someone told me once when I was a kid and I was raised to be Catholic and they were explaining Easter, I was not paying attention. I was probably playing with my PUD. Okay. Anywho. These fucking boneheads do not understand that Trans Visibility Day was on March 31st. It's on March 31st every year, you fucking boneheads. So if it ends up on a Sunday, it is probably likely that it could be Easter Day, the same day, your MAGA Jesus Trump Bible Day, whatever the fuck you want to call your day that you're calling it now. But they were really pissed off that, and really honestly, I don't know if you know this, but Jesus, if he was real, he was gay AF. I'm just going to say that. I know a lot of people might be offended by me saying that, but I don't really give a shit. I'm just telling the truth. Jesus 100% totally was gay as fuck. He was. He was trotting around the Middle East with 12 other dudes, right? I mean, come on, man. It's not hard to see this walking around in a dress and sandals, right? Come on. We all know this. It's not difficult. It's not hard to understand this. But that's okay. That's okay. All right. Let me show you a few more images here. And then I want to show you a good video of this here. Fuck. I got a couple good videos about this, as a matter of fact. But I thought I had some more memes. I thought I had some more Jesus trans memes. I really did. I wanted to have some Jesus trans memes. I thought I had them all queued up. Oh, here we go. Well, this isn't a trans meme, but I don't know. You can take it as you want it. Praise the Lord. There it is. Oh, yay. Praise the Lord. So there's your good Easter meme. All right. Are we done with Easter memes? Let's go to some of the Easter videos. I've got one here from our friend Tariquin. A couple of them, actually. Here's Donald Trump, Republican Jesus on the cross.
Hello, everybody. I'm up here on the cross here in Thailand, not just because I'm bigly bad at criming, but because these liberal coffee fees caught me. I don't mind, really, because my tiny feet get a rest from supporting my hugely bloated corpse, and Melanie appreciates the fresh air. It's only till Monday anyway, as that's when my re-erection starts. Remember, I'm only doing this for you because I need everything you have, both your trailer and kidneys, to save me having to sell my only child, Barry. Merry Christmas.
I just want to say that this is fake. This is not real. So anyone challenging us out there and trying to get us canceled, this is an altered video, for crying out loud. You fucking snowflakes. Okay, let's go to this great video over the Easter holiday. Here is this one here. It shows the Republican Jesus being resurrected.
Many people apart from Stormy Daniels say I have risen. I've had big grown men with tears in their eyes come up to me and say they've never seen a re-erection like this. I'm probably the greatest president ever to have come back to life after being dead from the knees up for so long. Even Melanie and Barry had to cancel a memorial party with a disco, fireworks, and karaoke.
Again, that is just satire and parody. That is not real. If you think it is real, you are a bonehead. So if you're a fact checker out there and you think that's real and you have to mark us that it's,
this is not, or we're going to fact check Tony Michaels. We're going to fact check him. Ooh, let's fact check Tony Michaels.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, fact check this, bitch. Fact check this. Here is James I don't know. He's a guy from Texas. He's a representative from Texas. And he put it so eloquently in a video. And it's been going around the internet. And we posted it several times. Here it is. Take it away, James.
The Bible doesn't mention abortion or gay marriage, but it goes on and on about forgiving debt, liberating the poor, and healing the sick. Christian nationalists like to say this is a Christian nation. Not only is that historically inaccurate, not only is that theologically blasphemous, but it's also just not true. Look around us. If this was truly a Christian nation, we would forgive student debt. If this was truly a Christian nation, we would guarantee health care to every single person. If this was truly a Christian nation, we would love all of our LGBTQ neighbors. If this was truly a Christian nation, we would make sure every child in this state and in this country was housed, fed, clothed, educated, and insured. If this was truly a Christian nation, we would never make it a Christian nation, because we know the table of fellowship is open to everybody, including our Buddhist, Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, Sikh, and atheist neighbors. Jesus could have started a Christian theocracy, but love would never do that. The closest thing we have to the kingdom of heaven is a multiracial, multicultural democracy where power is truly shared among all people, something that's yet to exist in human history.
God damn! Dropped the fucking hammer on that one, didn't he? Son of a bitch. Now, if you want to get all up in someone's grill about what a Christian nation is, you definitely should not share that video. Wink, wink, wink. I mean, again, these are all things that exist on the internet and exist for you to use. It is. It's all intended for you to use. I told you this before. A lot of people that bitch and piss and moan about getting their stuff stolen off the internet. I'm like, look, you shouldn't have dropped your quarter on the sidewalk then. Do you think people aren't going to pick up the quarter and put it in their pocket? Of course they are. So let's go out to the sidewalk. Let's find as many quarters as we possibly can find. Let's find as many quarters on the sidewalk that we can find. And let's put them in coffee cans and let's go cash them in for democracy. Okay. You want another one? This is a little different type of clip that you can share. This is a clip of Grandpa Poopy Pants, the fentanyl fearer himself, begging for a dollar. He's begging for dollars now. He's a stripper. He's a stripper. And I, sorry. I hope he doesn't take off his clothes. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead, Grandpa. Talk about your dollars.
Anything you can do to help. $5, $10, $25, $100. Whatever you can do, we're going to make it. We're going to use that money well, and we're going to win because we're dealing against some very sick and corrupt people. So we're going to win. We're going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to make it great. We're going to make it. Anything you can do, even a nickel will help. It's a nickel I don't have. It's a nickel. Get in your couch cushions. Dig in your couch cushions. Find the change. Send it to me, Donald Jessica Trump, because we're going to win. This is how we're going to win, with the quarters in your couch. That's how we're going to do it, folks. All the while, Joe Biden's like raising hundreds of millions of dollars. Outraising them by leaps and bounds. Joe Biden has more money, and the DNC has more money in their coffers than they've had ever in the history of the DNC and a presidential campaign at this point. And not only is Donald Trump fucking out of money, but he's stealing money from people to try to pretend like he's got money. Okay. On the money front, they're completely fucked. Now, having known that, right, this is why we must take advantage of it. And the reason why we must take advantage of it is to portray him as a broke, battered piece of shit. Because that's what they are. They're broke and they're battered. And we need to keep after them. But we must not fucking get too crazy about shiny objects. Because the shiny object right now, and I told you about it weeks ago. I told you this weeks ago. My smart self put on my glasses and said, you know what really grinds my gears, friends? What really grinds my gears is when someone puts on their glasses like this and lies to you that Donald Trump is definitely going to go to jail because he broke a gag order. And I told you the media was going to go on and on and on and on and on, blah, 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 yakety schmackety about a fucking gag order. They're talking about it all day today, probably all day tomorrow. I'm sure they'll be talking it about the next day, all the way leading into next week, leading you to believe that soon Donald Trump will be put in a pair of handcuffs because he's broken a gag order. Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up with the fucking gag order stuff. Really, honestly, report on something that's worth reporting on. I don't know. Like Project 2025 and what they want to do to women. They don't only want to take away their rights to healthcare. They want to criminalize their pregnancies. They want the state to own women's uteruses. They want to take away their rights to vote, but they also want to take away their right to fucking divorce a man. Listen.
I couldn't. It is. I care about divorce as a political fact. I think divorce should basically be outlawed or it should be at least greatly restricted. I care about divorce in the sense that it's a public matter.
It should be outlawed. Folks, if you're not paying attention to this shit, listen, I'm telling you, this is a tenement of fascism where they want this theocratic monarchy in a way that they can make sure when the switch happens from democracy to fascism, that women can't divorce their husbands. They know what is going to happen with Project 2025. They are going to totally undermine our entire administrative state. They're going to swipe away our democracy, swipe away our governments right in front of our eyes. They're going to force you to become Christian. They're going to give the choice to your husband. Okay, are you listening? They're going to give the choice to your husband, your white husband, if he's white, rather he wants to bow down to the theocratic monarchy. And if he does, then you must follow. You can't divorce him. And they're going to give all rights to your husband to get you in line. Listen, you can fucking say I'm crazy and shit, but listen to what these fucking Nazis are saying. This guy's a fucking Nazi. Listen to what he's saying.
I couldn't. It is. I care about divorce as a political fact. I think divorce should basically be outlawed or it should be at least greatly restricted.
That's because he wouldn't ever be able to not be married to someone who wouldn't want to divorce him. But again, they want to outlaw divorce. It's in Project 2025. And the reason why is because when they go around and they get all the dudes all fucking hopped up on fascism, they want to make sure the wives can't run away. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Better fucking believe it. You better fucking believe it. And if you're not believing it, well, do it at your own peril. Do it at your own peril. Here is a video of, let's see. Yes, this is it. This has Mike Flynn peppered into a little commentary last week about white Christian nationalism and Project 2025. Listen here. You don't think this country's going to pay attention when these people are out there saying white Christian nationalists?
MSNBC the other night calling me a white basically a white Christian nationalist nut.
You don't think people are going to be like, "Ooh, man, I mean, I'm down with the Christian thing."
Christian. Yep. I'm a Catholic, Irish Catholic. We were all told we were going to go to church, whether we liked it or not.
I'm down with the nationalist thing.
Nationalist. If that means that I love my country, that I'm a patriot for this beautiful country of ours. All right, I'm good. Yeah,
but I don't know about the white part. That seems like the Nazi part out loud.
Right. I mean, what is it? I'm white. Okay. So maybe I fit all those descriptions.
So there you go. I told you they'd be saying it. I told you. I told you. I told you so. This is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to do. They're questioning because we are saying it out loud. We are pointing at them and saying they're fucking Nazis. They're white Christian nationalists. Look at them. Look at them over there. And they're having to try to fight back against this. I showed you this on Friday a lot. But that was one of them. I mean, they're making, as Skip points out, Christ is kink. Okay, Christ is kink to them. Here's one way Christ is kink. Here's a video that I found on Twitter from Christian Nightmares. this is wild stuff. Okay, you see there, there's a highway here, right? And there's a ditch, and you can see a cross in it. Let's watch this Christ is kink stuff.
Revelation 1:18. Jesus said, "Behold, I am the living one. I was dead, and now I'm alive."
They reversed the video. I mean, behold, I reversed the video. You can see the cars driving backwards in the video, by the way. But this guy's in a water ditch with the cross. I don't know. This is weird stuff. We were talking about this on Friday, how these people, like, they take these crosses pretending like they're Jesus. My favorite part is, like, they're carrying it on the roadside, like this big, huge cross, and there's, like, 12 people helping them carry this thing, and it's got a big set of, like, bicycle wheels on it, you know what I mean? As if Jesus had bicycle wheels on his cross or something. Fucking hilarious. Come on, that's fucking hilarious. A sewage bath for Jesus. Yeah, it's a sewage bath. But this is their Christ is kink now. Like Skip is saying here, in the private, I think did you post that in the private chat? Christ is kink. That's their thing now. They're trying to make Jesus sexy. And they are. They're trying to make Jesus sexy. I don't know why they're going with the Jesus sexy thing, but like Tony TB says, Jesus invented the wheel, okay? That's why they put the wheel on the back of the cross, because he invented it for that very reason. That's when the wheel was invented. I'm taking it is that when Jesus was crucified, he's so smart that he actually was able to create such a device called the wheel. And because he was able to create such a device called the wheel. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here's some more Christ is kink. For an example here, here's. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Let's get back to some shit here. So I want to show you a few parody videos here. I want to make you guys laugh. It's the day after Christmas. So I'm going to show you a few parody videos, and then I want to show you some parody of themselves, some reality from these people. But here's my friend John Walsh. He made a couple videos about the Trump Bibles, which is a great, it's the best Trump grift so far. I actually like this Trump grift. It's a very good, funny Trump grift, and it's easy to make fun of. That's one of the reasons why I like it the most. And here is my friend John Walsh making fun of it.
Happy Good Friday, or as I like to say, Great Friday. Let's make Fridays great again with the official USA Bible. This Bible contains founding father documents, including the Constitution, which we all know doesn't apply to me, and for an additional fee, the Pledge of Allegiance. Religion is one of the biggest things missing in our country. It says it right here in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That one really doesn't count. Oh, how about this one? There's a list. Some people are calling it the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal.
All right. I see you, son of a bitches. I may have misspoke. Okay. I may have misspoke. Yes, I got to stop this video here. I may have misspoke. Apparently, I just said it's the day after Christmas. I told you I was fucking still stoned. Okay. I don't know what to tell you. This episode, I'm going to put a disclaimer on it. Tony is stoned, and likely the stuff you're going to see in this episode is not real. It is AI, and it is a figment of yours or Tony's imagination. So keep going.
Yeah, actually, let's just not pay attention to 1, 2, 7, 8, and 9. We must make America pray again. As they say, pray the Joe away. So get your USA Bible today for only $59.99 so you can pray and I can pay off my legal fees. Happy Easter.
Happy Christmas. Thank you, John, for the piece of art there. John does great parodies, and I love, he's actually been on the show as Trump before back in the day. Maybe I should get him on as a Trump again as a guest and question him about the Bibles, because he also made another video about this, the Bible salesman, and it's a great video too. So I'm going to play that one. Here's the Book of Moron, or as John calls it, the Book of Trump.
Hello, my name is Donald Trump, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello, it's a USA Bible. It's a book about America with founding father documents. It has so many awesome parts. It's my favorite book. You can have so many copies like me. Hello. Yes, it costs a fee. It's only $59.99. That's a lot, I see. Well, Jesus Christ, how many more of these do I need to do? And I swear to God, I'm not singing this entire time.
The Book of Donald. Donald. Hell no!
John Walsh, everybody. John Walsh. You guys want me to get him on? Hell, I'll have him on. I love Johnny Boy. I think we actually had him on the show one time, interviewed him, and then we asked him about the Trump makeup and the Trump getup, like how long it takes him to get into that getup. And it takes him quite a while. But maybe I should go see if John wants to be on the show again, and if he wants to appear as Trump, because I think he appeared as Trump one or two times. I don't remember. It's been a long time. But it's been a long time since Candace Owens has hung out with actual black people too. No, I'm just saying. This was Candace Owens' baby shower, I guess. Here you go. I don't know. You don't have to believe me. You have to believe Chris Evans. He posted Candace Owens' baby shower. This is from her Instagram account. Okay. All right. I'm going to show you the picture here. Oh, wow. Doesn't it all make sense now? Holy fuck, Candace. Candace is all wide, oh, wide, oh, wide. You know what I mean? Like, she got one black friend left, right? Just the one. And that's probably, she probably paid that person. She's like, well, I got a black friend. You know what I mean? I'm sure Candace probably she's not like, I'm not black. I'm not actually black. I just got a black friend. You know what I mean? I love Randy Rainbow too. The problem is with Randy, and I'm not saying I have a problem with Randy, but the problem is with Randy is he defends his songs and his copyrights viciously. So I can't play his shit. Like, you can never play Randy's stuff. And I'd love to have Randy on and ask him about it. I actually think it'd be a decent conversation, because I think it would be good to have someone who does defend their content like that have a discussion about it, about how the internet's changing how they view things. So, but I like Randy Rainbow too. He's great. I just can't play his videos anymore because they fuck with my shit. So, and it is what it is. It is what it is. Randy is huge. Is he as big as Hunter's hog? I don't know. All right, back to Candace Owens loving white people. She fucking, do you think she paid all these white women to come to her thing? Or you think all these white women are like, oh, we definitely hate black people, so we love Candace because she hates black people as much as us. She loves to hate them, so we love to love her hating them. Because there's nothing more. I mean, there's racist white people love to hate them some black people, right? They fucking love it. But there's nothing more that they love than a black person who hates fucking black people. Oh, my God. Racist white bigots, that is their favorite kind of person, is a black person who fucking hates black people. Candace Owens who? Oh, Candace Owens is the one who got fired from the Daily Wire. Ben Shapiro actually wouldn't say why on Piers Morgan's show. Yeah. I actually have a clip of it if we want to watch it. Let's do that, because I believe that's kind of relevant in that the right wing is really attacking itself, and they're really starting to question what kind of message and narrative they can have, right? And they're starting to really trying to figure out if they're not doing themselves a service by saying really stupid fucking shit, but they are. And they're not only that, they're not loose-lipped about them silencing freedom of speech. Because these fucking pieces of shit parade around pretending like they're free speech absolutist. Like this guy here, Piers Morgan, is a fucking pile of trash, right? And he thinks he's a free speech absolutist. And then you got Ben Shapiro here, lumber boy here, the guy who can't get his wife's pussy wet. That's not me saying it. He said that. I know a lot of times when I say that, people are like, oh, Tony, why would you say he can't get his wife's pussy wet? Well, he can't get his wife's pussy wet because he told us that he can't get his wife's pussy wet. I don't know what to tell you. He told us his wife told him that pussies don't actually get wet. Don't worry, honey. It's not you. It's me. Pussies don't get wet, which is totally not the truth. Pussies get wet all the time, just not around fucking dudes like this. But you'll see why here in a second. Listen.
Was she fired or did she leave of her own volition?
I'm not going to speak to this topic, Pierce.
At all?
At all.
You can't give me any insight into why she departed?
No hints, no nothing. I'm not going to speak to this.
No hints, no nothing. I'm not. No foreplay. Look, my wife's pussy doesn't get wet, nor does she like for women do not like foreplay, okay, Pierce? And foreplay, as far as I'm concerned, does not get pussy wet, okay?
What in the fuck? He won't speak to it. Why won't you speak to it? I thought you were a freedom of speecher, man. I thought you were a freedom of speecher. What happened to that?
Can I ask why?
I mean, you can ask.
No, I'm not going to ask why you don't want to say anything.
Again, you can ask.
I mean, you couldn't get more awkward than these two motherfuckers talking to each other, right? Especially about women. And they're talking about a black woman that they fired because she is a fucking theocratic fascist and she fucking hates Jews. Candace Owens fucking hates Jews. And she says all kinds of anti-Semitic shit on her show and was saying it on the Daily Wire. Ben Shapiro here is a Jew. See, that's the fucking thing. That's the craziest part to me about the whole right wing apparatus as far as their infrastructure. What the fuck are they going to do about this asshole when they take power? Oh, that's right. You know what they're going to do? Ben Shapiro will become disappeared. If they take power within, I'd say, 3 or 4 years of the fascists taking power, Ben Shapiro will be disappeared. It'll be like, oh, he retired to an island somewhere or some shit. They're going to kill him and kill his family. That's what they're going to do. That's what Nazis do to pieces of shit like this. They will fucking kill Ben Shapiro. They will take his Jewish family and they will kill them too. And then what they will do is they'll take over his Nazi rag, the Daily Wire, and they will remake it in their fucking image. That's what they will do. This is what fascists do. And I know a lot of people are like, holy fuck, that escalated quickly. But that's how it does escalate quickly, motherfuckers. Go look at your goddamn history in Eastern Europe in the late 20s, the 30s, and the early 40s. Go look at it. Go look at and see what fascism did to Europe. It's not a fucking secret of how this is going to work and what their modus operandi is going to be. And it's not going to be keeping Mr. Tight Lips here in their camp because he's getting rid of anti-Semitic pieces of shit like Candace Owens. Because they like Candace Owens. Frankly, the Nazis are a good tool until they don't need her anymore, just like they won't need this son of a bitch. They won't need you, Ben, nor will they need your impeccable skills to keep your wife's pussy dry. Okay? They won't need you.
I'm only curious because I know what a staunch defender of free speech you are.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a staunch defender of free... What in the fuck? How in the fuck could anyone with any serious inkling in their fucking brain think that Ben Shapiro is for anything but suppressing people's speech? This is the guy who made 3 hours worth of fucking Barbie sucks content. And that no one should go see Barbie, but he went to see it, took his family to see it several times because they loved it because it was a good movie. What in the fuck makes this guy the fucking beacon of freedom of speech? Huh? This guy doesn't even understand freedom of speech, frankly. But, you know, go ahead.
Surprise me if it had been someone's opinions that would make you want to part company with them. However, contentious.
I mean, suffice it to say, the only thing I will say is what I've said all along with regard to Candace or with regard to any of our other hosts. I am not in hiring and firing position with the Daily Wire. I'm a co-owner of the Daily Wire. I'm not actually in management. I'm not one of the Nazis.
Okay. See, I'm not actually one of the Nazis. I'm not in power what the Nazis do. This is something that I can't control. See,
this is what they do. This is what the fuck they do. They don't want to be held accountable for fucking anything that happens. They want credit for everything that goes great. And when something doesn't go great, they do not want to be held accountable, nor do they want anyone to think that they should be held accountable. It's fucking ridiculous that you can't see that this son of a bitch who can't get his wife's pussy dry is a fucking Jew. So he fired Candace Owens for making anti-Semitic content on the Daily Wire, which honestly, I don't know why Ben's so fucking hard up to not make anti-Semitic content on the Daily Wire. Like, what do you think anti-LGBTQ content devolves into, huh? What do you think that turns into? They're the demons. And then, it looks like these demons over here. This is a similar demon. See how these demons look the same? Mr. You want to kill demons? Stochastic terrorist. You want to kill demons? Here's the demons you should kill. Like, that's what they're doing over on the Daily Wire. I mean, and libs of TikTok. And frankly, Charlie Kirk's fucking show and Turning Points USA and Steve Bannon's fucking program. They absolutely are yelling and screaming into the microphone to the fucking Jew-hating maniacs out there that are willing to fucking commit violence to prove their point. That see what happens when you let trans people exist, people get mad and they get violent. Yeah, because you're stoking them, you pieces of trash. So I don't know why Candace Owens is fired from the Daily Wire, if you want to know honest truth. Candace, if you can hear me, you can come on the show and you can talk about it. I'd love to fucking grill you for a while about how you were fired at Daily Wire. I don't understand. You're a Jew-hating maniac. You fucking hate black people. You hate the LGBTQ community. You fucking hate women. I don't understand why you're fired from fucking Daily Wire. As far as I'm concerned, you fit in there just right until the Nazis take over and don't need your black ass anymore. And they'll kill you. The same way they'll do with your fucking White Lives Matter buddy, Kanye West, the Hitler loving dude. It's the truth. It's the fucking truth. She should stay. She should be at Daily Wire. Candace Owens shouldn't be fired from the Nazi rag for being a Nazi just because she's a woman and she's a black Nazi. Come on. That's not fair. This sounds like DEI type stuff, right? Yeah, this is like this. They're like, oh, we can't have women or blacks on our daily, on our Nazi wire, on our Nazi wire. Yep. Can't do that. That's what it feels like to me.
Jeremy Boring and Caleb Robinson are in management positions with regard to Candace or anyone else. And as far as the free speech situation, what I will say is that no company has the obligation to literally pay anyone. The Daily Wire is a publisher. It is not a platform.
It's a publisher, not a platform. See, I get to determine when freedom of speech applies to me and when it applies to thee. Okay. I get to determine that. What a fucking bonehead. So here he's claiming. Now, if you listen to this, what he's claiming is that Daily Wire is a publisher, not a platform. So what he's saying is we're not a social media platform. You're not actually on the platform. There's no amplification. We amplify our voices on platforms and we publish our content on platforms to be amplified. Then what are you doing stifling the speech of a black Jew hating, LGBT hating, self-hating, Hitler-loving maniac then? What are you doing that for, huh? Why are you stifling her speech, Ben? Oh, it's not you.
I've never called for Candace or anyone else for that matter to be banned from YouTube, to be banned from X, to be banned from any platform. That's a different story, obviously, when it comes to any publisher. Any publisher gets to make decisions about what it wishes to purvey and not.
I mean, I'm not going to labor this, but one more point I would make is it's been reported extensively that the reason for her departure was because her comments have been perceived by people at the Daily Wire as anti-Semitic.
Oh, just hers? Just hers? I love that. I love that Candace Owens, a black woman, is the one that everyone's like, we shouldn't have her saying anti-Semitic shit. Leave that to the fucking white dudes, the Matt Walshes and the Michael Knowles. Let's leave the anti-Semitic stuff to them. Let's do that. All right.
Again, I'm not going to comment on this, Pierce.
Well, what about your wife's pussy? Will you comment on your wife's pussy? I mean, you like to talk about your wife's pussy. And how you can't get it wet. Can we talk about that subject? Will you give me a no comment on that one? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. All right. Let's move on. That was fun. I like going after Ben Shapiro. Fuck that guy. You know what I mean? Fuck that guy. I like going after that guy because fuck that guy. Let's see. What else do I have for you today? I know it's a slow day. It's a slow news day. Because everyone wants the Trump crack. All right, here you go. Here's some Trump crack. I'll give you some Trump crack, and I'll give you some reality on this situation here, Stu. Skip says Trump stock is tanking in real time. That's news. I mean, it's not surprising. Like, we knew this was going to happen, right? Oh, yes, and Lev is going to be on tomorrow. By the way, if you're listening right now, Lev Parnas is going to join us tomorrow. Oh, fuck, my video's playing without it. I'm wanting it to play. So that's another thing, is Lev is going to be here tomorrow, apparently. As long as he didn't back out, I got him scheduled for tomorrow. So I don't know if you guys are going to want to ask Lev questions. And I'm not really sure how long he's going to be here either. I'm hoping at least 30 minutes, if not longer. But Lev, if he has time, Lev likes to talk. So that's one thing that I've learned about Lev Parnas, is Lev likes to talk. So all I got to do is just let him talk. And I'm hoping we can make some news here. I'm hoping, because of the uniqueness of our show, where anyone can say anything, because as we know, this is the show where the host wears holy underwear, right? Am I right, Ratchet? This is where the host wears holy underwear live on air and interviews, you know, serious guests like Lev Parnas, the person who helped Rudy Giuliani tried to influence our election in 2020, and, you know, try to create election interference with Rudy Giuliani. I have serious people on like that. Oh, my God. So we should probably try to make some news tomorrow so that we can, like, actually, you know, get attention from this Lev thing. Because I want to know a lot of stuff about Rudy Giuliani, because Lev Parnas has been right there with Rudy Giuliani. And very rarely will someone ask him questions about Rudy. Like, does he really drink too much? Does he want to fuck women like he looks like he wants to? Like, is he kind of rapey? Does he do the rapey thing? Is that what he does when he's talking about women's boobies and stuff? Is the tapes real? And he also liked to record himself. This is another thing I want to ask Lev tomorrow. He liked to record himself when he had the president of the United States on the fucking speakerphone. Right? So this is one question I want to ask Lev. So literally, Rudy Giuliani, to impress the women who he paid to work for him, because he would pay women to work for him to, like, do his bidding, you know, like, get me my whiskey and then, you know, wipe my butt. Or, well, I don't want exactly. Take notes on the bullshit that I'm saying. Right. Write down all the crimes. Write down all the evidence that we need to prove that I'm committing crimes in real time. Right. That sort of thing. But he would apparently make Lev or someone record the conversation that he was having with Donald Trump. And he would put Donald Trump, the fucking president of the United States at the time, he would put him on fucking speakerphone. And Rudy Giuliani and the president of the United States at the time would be talking about overthrowing governments and election interference on the speakerphone. And the reason why Rudy Giuliani would do this, apparently, is because he's trying to impress all the women around him. He was trying to impress them. Because I get to talk to the president, you know, that was what he was trying to impress him with. So get your fucking Lev Parnas questions ready, because that's one thing we're going to dive into tomorrow, if we have time, is what they were actually trying to do. The other thing I want to ask Lev Parnas specifically, without bullshitting, is that did Donald Trump make the order that they wanted to steal Hunter Biden's hard drive and make a copy of it so that they could try to manipulate it into something that it wasn't? Is that what they were trying to do? Was that plan discussed? Is it recorded that it was discussed that way? That's the shit I want to know. So there was this that happened over the weekend. Governor Hochul, the governor of New York, apparently arrived at this officer's funeral. I'm not really understanding why this is such a big deal. Like, I understand that it's a cop, he got killed in line of duty, maybe, but cops get killed every day, right? They get killed every fucking day. There's cops in this country get killed every day. It's a dangerous job, right? It's a very dangerous job to be a cop in this country. I mean, where we don't set laws to make sure that people just can't fucking run around with weapons of war. It's really dangerous to be a fucking police officer in a country where anyone and everyone can get fucking guns. It really is dangerous. I mean, it wouldn't be as dangerous if we would, you know, protect laws to protect law enforcement officers from people having arsenals, you know, running around in their car with full on arsenals that could kill cops. But, you know, and also we shouldn't probably support people who call for a violent insurrection at the Capitol and have hundreds of people go with flagpoles and beat cops to death. And that probably would be something that we would probably want to, you know, make sure we hold people accountable when they would do something like that. I don't know. You know, just if that would ever happen. Like, if, I don't know, like, if a president of the United States said, go down there, go to the Capitol, we fought like hell, we lost, but we actually won, don't believe him, go hang Mike Pence, go do that stuff, go beat cops, beat them to death with flagpoles, you know, that sort of thing. You know, say you're going to kill them if they're not on your side, that sort of thing. I don't know if that's ever happened before, or if it would have, if it did happen, you know. But there was theater that was happening. Oh, shit, my computer, did you see that in the background? You see that? Oh, no, my TV's freaking out. My TV's freaking out back here. You see it? Yeah, well. All right, let's go to a break. Let me fix my TV. And we'll come back right after this. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? It's a rhetorical question at best. We'll be right back on the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Letters from the Trucker Convoy.
Dear's Tammy, by the time we reached D.C., we was 50 strong in number. Some patriots ran out of gas along the way. We got plenty of Slim Jims, skull, near run out of natty light. Hope it don't rain tomorrow, so we can circle the city again. Yours, Bob.
Dear Bob, I'm fixing to send you some more of them Doritos you like, the red bag, not the live loving blue one. In your absence, I discovered a rash on my neck, and no, it ain't no hickey, and I even seen my cousin Brody in ages. Stay strong. Wipe your ass at least once a day. Yours, Tammy.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
We're back to the Tony Michaels Podcast.
All right, so the governor of New York showed up to this officer's funeral, and these fucking cops wouldn't let her in. And the reason why the cops wouldn't let her in the fucking, wouldn't let her in the funeral is because they didn't want her to capture the photo op, which I don't even know why the fuck she was doing this, you know, but whatever. But they wanted Donald Trump because they said, well, we're not going to have politicians coming in here and taking photo ops and taking advantage of this shit. But then they let Donald Trump in. But here's the video here. Let me just mute it. You can see they're talking to the governor here and telling her she can't come in. And they're blocking the way. Now, of course, a lot of these people, you know, are kind of famously fascist and they're famously cops, you know, and I don't really know some of these fucking assholes in this video, but it doesn't really matter. The point is that they didn't want the governor there making a show of it and trying to fucking, you know, do some sort of photo op. So they were kicking her out. So she left, her and her team left. But here's the thing is that Donald Trump was allowed to go in there, and it only spells out what the fuck these people want. They wanted Donald Trump to have the glory, or whatever glory it was, that this officer's family was dying or something, or he was murdered. I don't know what the fuck is happening. Why in the fuck? And again, because the media wants to pay attention to this shit, right? It's the same thing as this. They want to pay attention to this fucking video. Here's the video of that Donald Trump posted. Here it is. You look here, here's the fucking stupid blue line. Here's the all the fucking the shit on the back of this truck. Trump 2024, whatever, blah blah. And then they got the American flag on the side. Trump 2024. United we stand. And then in the back here, you see that they have a sticker on the tail grate. On the tail grate. This is a crime. No, it's not a crime. It's not a crime. This is not a crime. And again, I'm going to call this out. People need to stop this shit the media gets on this fucking tirade about, and it's true. There is Trump derangement syndrome. There is Trump derangement syndrome, and there's Trump derangement syndrome that comes from the left, and a lot of Trump derangement syndrome that comes from the right. This is fucking Trump derangement syndrome right here. Right. This is Trump derangement syndrome. They are deranged. This person, whoever fucking spent the money to make their truck look like this, is fucking wildly deranged. Right. I mean, yes. OK, the truck is a crime. The truck is a crime. But posting this picture is not a crime in the back of your truck. It is not. Don't let the media fool you. It's not actually a crime. They're going to say, what is it? Is it? I don't know. Should they go question this person who made this image? It's really stupid. If that's a crime, okay, let me challenge you. If this is a crime, then the image that Kathy Griffin made with a Trump mask with ketchup on it and held it up, then that would be a crime. Okay. That would be a crime. if this is a crime and they can arrest this person for making this image, then they should arrest Kathy Griffin for making her image. And if you're not principled enough to believe those two things are the same, then you're not paying attention. They're the same. It is the same. It's the same type of imagery. Now, people can get offended by this imagery. They can feel hurt by this imagery. People can be like, oh, clutching their pearls and shit. But this is not, this image has been around for a long time. This video, this imagery with the flags on the back and Joe Biden tied up in the back of a truck is not new. It's not new. I remember way back when they would have, I don't know, like effigies of Obama hanging them from trees on Halloween or Hillary Clinton. Not illegal. It's not. I know you want to think it is. Now, the FBI is definitely going to visit this person's house, right? The FBI went and visited Kathy Griffin because Snowden says here, but Tony, they destroyed her. Yeah, they did destroy her. The FBI visited her house and all kinds of shit. Yes, but it's just because law enforcement questions you about this doesn't mean they're going to charge you with a crime. Okay. And again, we need to stop clutching our pearls. What we should do is proper mockery. that's what we should do is proper mockery. So we should mock this. We should mock this because the best way to show these deranged lunatics how deranged they truly are is if you showed them an image of a truck driving like this one is with the music, with the flags on the back. And you definitely need to have an American flag with rainbows on it, right? Oh, they're terrified of fucking rainbows. Rainbows. Oh, my God, rainbows. And then you'd have to have a flag that said Biden Harris 2024, right? You got to have that. Got to have that. Yep, 100%. Can't go without that. You really want to make sure that you had a rainbow colored flag on the side of the truck with Hillary Clinton's face like this. Ding. Hillary endorsed. Whoop. Yeah, baby. So that would probably be a good thing to have on the imagery. And, you know, so these are the type of things. And then you want to have an image of Donald Trump behind bars on the back in the pickup truck. Now, is that illegal? No, that's not illegal. And see how the license plate says Trump wins? It does. It says Trump wins. It should say Trump lost on the license plate. So I'm saying that's all I'm saying. Okay, but let's watch this again. This is the thing that, oh my God, they're losing their minds. Put him in jail. 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 Listen, you can't lock up Trump because he reposted this video on True Social. There's so many other reasons, legitimate reasons to fucking arrest him and charge him and imprison him for. This one. This is not one of them. Okay. All right. And this is true. If they jail Donald Trump for this, okay, you're fucked. We're fucked. Because if they jail Donald Trump for posting this shit on True Social, I'm really screwed. I'm going to jail for hundreds of years because of the shit I post and the shit we make. Get the fuck out of here with this nonsense. This is more of when you're clutching your pearls about this, this is more of rules for thee, not for me than anything. And frankly, decorum has been gone for a long time. There hasn't been decorum for a long time. It's why we are getting more and more popular here at the Tony Michaels podcast. And the reason why we are is because we've had the gloves off for quite some time. And we will go after them with mockery on this. I won't be clutching my pearls and be like, oh my God, I can't believe that Donald Trump fucking posted this. Oh my God, how offensive. How offensive. So what? Are you going to stand around and be offended? Are you going to do something about it? Do something about it. do something about it. Now, here is Morgan Freeman. He actually tweeted this post, and here's what he says. Okay. And we may not have to use our imaginations for this, because Morgan says, imagine if Joe Biden tweeted out a video of someone driving down the road with the image of Trump tied up in the back of his pickup. I don't think we have to imagine that, Morgan. I think we could make that video a reality. We could make the video, and it's an altered video because we couldn't actually convince someone. There's no way. There is no way that you could convince someone that's smart enough to vote for Biden and vote against Trump. There's no way that you could convince that person to spend all that kind of money on making their truck look like that just in the reverse for Biden. There's no way that you could actually fucking convince someone of that. Like, no, I'm not. No way am I going to spend that money. But what you could do, because it's really easy, is make it look like that, because it's the internet. Who gives a shit? Make that shit up. Alter a video. Fucking make it up. And we'll call it real. Is this real or is it AI? I don't know. So, Morgan, if you can hear me, your wish just may be our command. Your wish is my command. Boy. All right. Okay. That's the whole Trump derangement. They're coming after Biden or something. I don't know. And again, if you're wondering about what I think about the sentiment of the video where they're tying up Joe Biden in the back of a pickup truck, yes, these people want to kill him. Yes. These people want to kill him. They want to kill you. Anyone who votes for Biden, they're going to want to kill you. And if they're given permission, they just might try it. They just might try it. That's all they're looking for is permission to do this stuff. And honestly, this guy that gets his truck retweeted or reposted or whatever the fuck it's called over on Fraud Social by Donald Trump only encourages this guy. Because that's all Donald Trump's trying to do is just encourage people, right? Oh, yeah, he wants stochastic terrorism. He wants a stochastic. He wants a stochastic assassinator, right? That's what he wants. That's what Donald Trump needs. Donald Trump needs someone to take out his political enemies. That's why he's threatening the judge. That's why he's threatening. That's why he's disparaging the judge's daughter. Because he needs to create this situation where he's giving permission to these fucking domestic terrorists, these maglodites, these Cheeto umping fuck nuggets to go commit violence and assassinations in his name. That's what he's trying to do. It's not working. It's not working at all. Like, yeah, they foiled some plots of people trying to kill people and some domestic violence, some domestic political violence. And yeah, there's been a few things leaked through. But so far, in the grand scheme of things, really, we haven't had a lot of people take up the mantle since January 6th. And the reason why is because all those motherfuckers either sat in prison or in sitting prison right now. And that's the thing about accountability and consequence, is it really does have an effect on someone else committing the same acts. So stochastic assassination is what Donald Trump wants. Stochastic assassination is what Donald Trump needs, because we're standing in his fucking way. Us, the voters, we're going to be his fucking jury here. I don't give a shit if today he's trying to get the judge to stall the fucking trial on April 15th. My guess is within now, between 2 weeks, Donald Trump is going to come up with a decent strategy to probably kick that trial's can down the road. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I really can't tell you how unbelievable it is that he's going to go on criminal trial before this election, even though there's one set and it's 2 weeks away. But Tony, listen. He's going to go on trial. Okay, all right. I'll just fucking hide. We'll see. We'll watch. Whoosh. He will get booed, though. Have you ever seen this? Have you ever seen this? So he went to a UFC. You know, he goes to these UFC fights, right? Yeah, he goes to these UFC fights. You're like, yeah, woo-hoo! When it's a bunch of fucking hopped up normies, right? But when it's a bunch of people who know who he is, listen to how they respond to him. Like in, I don't know, the state of New York. Listen. There's Donald Trump getting booed at a UFC fight. I was like, oh my God, the greatest president of all time has just walked in to the UFC and they love him. They don't actually. They're booing him because he's a piece of shit and he's a fucking joke. He's a joke. And you don't have to fucking go back and look at a lot of these polls and shit. You don't. You don't have to do that. I mean, you can just come here and listen to me. I mean, I was right about TYT, right? I was right about TYT. I might be right about the old smart guy, right? I might be right about some other people. I might be right. I might be right. I was right about TYT. Watch this shit. This is crazy.
Being pedophiles, because Alex Jones, like a lot of right-wing media personalities, is deeply anti-Semitic. So that's one of the reasons.
You think so? I mean...
Alex Jones, the global elites guy. Yes, he generally very much feeds into anti-Semitic conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's a decent point.
She's like, really? Honestly? Alex Jones? So now she's an Alex Jones apologist. Anna with TYT. Now they're being apologist for Alex Jones on TYT. Folks, I don't know if you know what I know. But I know that TYT is fucking trash. Fucking trash. And Anna is a fucking, she's an anti-LGBT, fucking anti-trans. She's a fucking bigot. She's a goddamn fucking bigot. And I don't give a fuck what you can't convince me otherwise. I know a lot of people like to spread her fucking little clip she has about fucking Christianity and religion and all that shit. But there's so many other better clips out there from better personalities than this fucking bitch. That's right. I said it, Anna. You're a fucking bitch. And TYT is trash, and I can't wait to see that it goes into the fucking trash bin. Yeah, she is a turf. 100% a fucking turf. Fucking bitch. If you were single, you would do her. I didn't say I wouldn't fuck her. I didn't say I don't find her attractive. I'm not talking about her looks. I'm talking about the inside. She's a disgusting piece of trash on the inside. This fucking asshole is. And there ain't goddamn thing you can convince me otherwise. Some people are saying unfollow TYT. Not only unfollow TYT, anytime you see their fucking, this trashy ass woman fucking talking shit on camera, trash them, point it out, fucking tag them, fuck them assholes. I can't wait for them to be in the trash bin of history. They will be soon. Don't worry. They're not going up. They're going down. That's where they're going. With the likes of her and Nina Turner. And Cenk Unger. Ugger. Whatever the fuck his name is. Fuck him too. And you know, there's some personalities over there at TYT that I respect. A lot of them on our Rebel HQ. Because they have some decent commentary, but they should unassociate themselves with these pieces of fucking shit. Because TYT is no longer a media outlet that anyone on the left should be fucking engaging in. And all it is a shill for the right wing. They want Donald Trump to win because they want Joe Biden to lose, dummies. They still, like Nina Turner still has a little bit of a beef with Hillary and a beef with Biden because Hillary and Biden beat Bernie for some fucking stupid reason. These people are fucking petty as fuck. And they're shilling for the right. And they're shilling for the possibility of these fucking son of a bitches trying to fuck with our democracy. Okay? Populist my ass. And say popular. They're not popular. None of the shit they say is popular. It's not popular. It's not popular to look at an American president who tried his damnedest, and the only reason why he didn't get fucking student debt relief is because Republicans sued him, not because Joe Biden doesn't like lefties and doesn't like socialists. He tried to absolutely get rid of student debt with the stroke of his pen, and Republicans sued. And even though he wasn't able to do it with that single executive order, he's continued to try to reduce student debt. These fuckers won't talk about that bullshit. They won't say that the truth, because they're right. They're in it for the right wing because they believe that they'll make more money if Trump is president than if Biden's president. It's getting harder and harder and harder for TYT to sell their Democrat hatred, right? Their hatred for the Democratic establishment. It's getting harder to profit from it. It's what it is. I don't give a shit. You can say, yeah, whatever. What do you want to do? Oh, man, we're out of time, son of a bitch. I thought I had one more clip to play for you. I don't know. Maybe we'll play them in the Easter eggs. You guys have been loving the Easter eggs. Speaking of Easter, Merry fucking Christmas. Come back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Surf's up, you motherfuckers.
You've been listening to the Tony Michaels podcast. In your face commentary of current events and political news. No rules, no boundaries. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We hope you enjoyed the show and we'll be back soon. In the meantime, follow Tony on social media at the Tony Michaels. And until next time, raise a fist and repeat after me. Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Murphy's Mule Barn, head ass speaking.
Happy Crucifixion Day, everyone. Today, I'm offering my special little cheer monkey for an unbelievable price of $1 million. This amazing holy relic is going fast, but hurry, as I only have 174 left. Hope to see you on Monday at my erection.
Yeah, your Twitter handle has a lot of numbers in it, but I don't think your paycheck or IQ does. So maybe shut the fuck up. You don't know shit about bridges.
You know what I miss is back in the day when there were only like 8 conspiracy theories. You know what I mean? The big ones like the JFK assassination, the magic bullet, all that. Diana being unalived by the queen. By the way, can we real quick, and I'm sorry to get off topic so early, but I have to be mindful of the algorithm because I keep getting banned for saying stuff that I didn't know that you couldn't say. By the way, I'm learning, but like I can't say there's a conspiracy theory that Princess Diana got K-I-L-L-E. I'm not even going to finish it. I have to say was unalived by. That is what everybody has to say is unalived. If I don't say unalived, then it's the algorithms. I'm not going to pass their vibe check. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me tell you this, companies with algorithms, why don't you just teach your algorithm to fucking understand nuance? You ever think about that? Because, like, when I say there was a tragedy when a bridge fell and unalived X number of people, it kind of sounds like I'm making a joke. Like, that just, that's such a weird way of saying things. More about the bridge in a second. Of course, there's the 9/11 truthers. You know, there's that one, the we never landed on the moon, all of that, the classics, basically all you have. And not only was that basically all you had, the only way that you would find other people that was talking about this shit is if you was at a party, I can't even say this for the algorithm, puffing uponst a cigarette of the left-handed persuasion. Is that okay? Can I say that? You'd be in the basement. Everybody would start talking about that. Those kind of make sense, man. And in all of these, I'm not saying any of these conspiracies are true, but at least in every single one of these, you can follow the money and understand why this would be a conspiracy. Now, every goddamn day when I wake up, somebody's like, whoop, new conspiracy theory just dropped. It's like, you know how you remember when, like, there was just like one frozen yogurt place and it was like it was in the big city you had to drive to, and frozen yogurt was like such a treat. Now frozen yogurt's everywhere and you're just like, get the fuck out of my face. I want ice cream again. And I'm not suggesting that we just accept everything that the media and the powerful people in this country try to spin as the truth. I'm not suggesting that. But what I am suggesting is that it's insane that people don't believe fucking anything anymore. Nothing. Like this bridge situation. Again, tragedy. We've all seen the tapes. It was horrible. It took 0.5 seconds before Alex Jones and Marjorie Taylor Greene, first off, had to offer them thoughts and prayers. We're just thinking about y'all, and we're just praying so much. Which, like, you know, in a situation like this, thoughts and prayers are kind of fine because there really is not much you could do about this freak accident. Unlike some of the things that happen when they offer thoughts and prayers, some of those things I can't mention because of said algorithm. But then immediately Marjorie Taylor Greene's like, we got to look into this because it was possibly terrorists and terrorists and terrorists and blah, 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 based on absolutely no fucking, not even a hint from somebody, like just saying it because she knows that her base is going to get riled up. Now, let's think about this logically. Remember earlier when I said, you got to follow the money, you got to follow the logic and all that shit. Terrorism, 1 o'clock in the morning on a not busy bridge. It was a tragedy without question, but you've got to give terrorists, this is going to sound bad, but a little more credit than that. Like, it would make no sense to do that. Terrorists, from the root word terror, to scare the fuck out of people. I'm not saying this wasn't scary, but you usually want to scare a bunch of people. You know what I mean? Have a big impact. That's why that mass, that mass pew-pewer in Colorado that time went to a packed movie theater, not the dollar movies, because there'd be no point. Then you got everybody all of a sudden being like, well, you know, structurally a bridge is supposed to blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. You know, structurally what a bridge is supposed to do. Yeah, your Twitter handle has a lot of numbers in it, but I don't think your paycheck or IQ does. So maybe shut the fuck up. You don't know shit about bridges. Because they then had actual bridge-knowing people, which is a type of smart to be, a bridge-knowing person. Bridge-knowing people jump on there and they're like, actually, guys, you know, that barge was probably hitting that very key, important part of the bridge that was crucial for keeping it sturdy at about 2 million pounds of pressure or something. So, like, yeah, this is going to happen. Again, dude, I'm not fucking saying that the government ain't ever lied to us, don't currently lie to us, and ain't going to lie to us again. All I'm saying is, especially elected officials like Marjorie Taylor Greene and powerful people like Alex Jones. Yeah, I know he's terrible, but when I say powerful, I mean has a huge platform that can stir people the fuck up. I think they should maybe give it a second thought before they post something so insane backed by zero evidence whatsoever. Now, of course, in the event that they end up being right for one time in their life, I will happily take this L. I will, I promise you. But sometimes tragedies happen and it fucking sucks. But it's not the Illuminati or some shadow-dwelling creature that you like to blame every single thing on. Because, I mean, goddammit, to hear these people tell it like anything that bad happens, that's the shadow government. Anything good that happens, that's God. And I'm like, well, what the fuck do you do then? You know what I mean? Have you ever contributed to Earth at all? Take responsibility for what is or isn't inside your own goddamn brain. I include myself, by the way. I'm a fucking five-tool dumbass. I really am. All I'm saying is that if we are so trigger happy to where anytime any piece of news comes out, we just go bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Don't even attempt to use our noggins together to find a consensus on something. Just decide that's bullshit because it's a thing that happened, and things that happened that are said by people didn't happen because everything's a lie. It's scary, dude. It is terrifying. Anyways, that P. Diddy shit was wild, boy. Woo, y'all seen that?